Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jacob from the JDT Podcast, and we are back again with another episode. Today, I got my boy with me, Jay, and we are going to be having a discussion about getting comfortable being uncomfortable. That is today's topic. So with no further intro, Jay, what's up?
What's good? What's cracking?
Man, you know, a lot of life has just been happening, you know?
Yeah.
And one thing I think on is just how when you're going places new and you set out your goals and aspirations trying to get to certain places and levels in life, you start to get uncomfortable. You start feeling challenges that you've never felt. You start overthinking things sometimes. Your mind starts, you know, seems like playing games with you.
Yeah. Kind of like that little downward spiral, that little rabbit hole you kind of put yourself in.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Oh, yeah. But, like, you're in an uncomfortable space. But I heard something, like, maybe, what, 2 weeks ago or so? I was listening to one of my favorite public speakers, and he said, when you're being tested or being tried and feeling uncomfortable, that's when you know you're on the right path to success and growth.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you. I've been uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie. Especially like here lately, man.
Definitely been feeling uncomfortable out here. You know what I'm saying? Just because...
just like a lot of challenges, like personal challenges, work challenges, trying to get, you know, different job qualifications, trying to get qualifications for life, you know. And, you know, sometimes for myself, at least, I'll say when somebody tells you where you're failing at, or maybe failing them, or they pose a challenge to you, how do you see that? As like, do you take it as a challenge to, you know, show them that they're wrong? Or do you take it as a challenge to use that opportunity to grow?
I take it as a challenge to use the opportunity to grow, really. I think one of the things for me is that when I start to feel uncomfortable, that's just like, you know, that's just like my mind telling me, like, hey, at the end of the day, there's something better out there for me. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that I could be doing way more important than where I'm at right now. You know what I mean? And you just gotta like have that mindset, like, yo, you know what? I need to find that niche. I need to find out what it is that I need to be doing and just keep going from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I guess for me, I look at challenges and how they affect people differently, right? So you have some people that when discomfort arises and they're placed in situations where it may be an unknown area, it may be a gray area, they don't know.
Yeah.
Some people take it and freak out. I take it, I guess it's the athlete in me or whatever, the competitiveness, to where I take it as a challenge, but I also see it pretty much the same, where I see it as, okay, if I'm lacking, I go back and write down where I compare and contrast all of my stats, I'll say. I use that word, statistics, of what I see within myself as a good area and what I see as in myself as like a lacking area. And what I try to do is, while continuing to work on the areas that I'm good at, I also work to build up the areas where I'm lacking at, whether that be in work, school, relationship, whatever. you know?
Yeah.
So I try to like just build off of that and go from there to improve myself, not just for my goals, but overall for myself, because if you're not happy with the person that you are, you're not going to be able to obtain your goals or overall happiness.
That's facts. You gotta be content with who you are to like move forward in the direction that you need to be going into. Because if you show, like, at the end of the day, you know, you work in, let's say, McDonald's, right? And you're not happy with working at McDonald's, you're not going to be motivated to really go somewhere else. You're going to be like, man, I ain't going to be able to find nothing better. I'm just like, this is this, that, third. So you're going to be that disgruntled employee at McDonald's, but you're not going to be, you know, wanting anything better for yourself. But if you say, oh, you know what? I know my worth. I'm happy with who I am as a person. I know what I'm worth. I know I'm worth more than this, or I know I need to do more than this. You're going to be like, all right, it's time for me to pack up and go. It's time for me to move on to something bigger and better.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of people, first, they fail to satisfy themselves before they can try to go in and please or satisfy somebody else. But I feel like it's a process. Everybody wants the fastest route to success, to happiness, to longevity. Everybody wants the fastest process. And they end up, for majority of those who do fall into that, they end up creating a ladder with like 5 feet in between each step, when it's definitely less stressful to take the smaller steps, because either way, as long as you're progressing, you're going forward, you know? So I feel that if you continue to move forward, and each year you can honestly and truthfully say that you are better than you were the year before or a few months before, then you're advancing.
Yeah. That's it, man. With me, my logic is I'm trying to be, and that's why I keep saying this. I had that, you know, I always make that little joke. Like, at the end of the day, if this tree is not providing no shade to you, leave this tree alone.
Yep.
Because I'm not in competition with nobody else but myself. Yep. I have my own goals, and I'm competing against myself. I'm competing against the person that I was yesterday to try to be better than him. You know what I'm saying? How can I outdo myself yesterday? How can I be more productive than I was yesterday? And I remember seeing this video, right? It was like an admiral or something like that talking. And he said, I started my day off winning. And he said, you know what I did today that I didn't do yesterday? He said, I made my bed. He said, I made my bed. He said, it showed progress in within myself. He said, I made my bed today. And then tomorrow, I'm going to make this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And that's the kind of person you always want to make sure you're trying to become, is somebody that's always, you're better than yourself. People are always going to find you as competition.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to sit there and be like, oh yeah, these are my competition. When you are in your own lane and you are doing your own thing and you're trying to get at your own goals, there's always going to be somebody that's going to be like, yo, how you getting this? How you doing that? Like, what's good with him? Like, why, how come he get this and he get that? Because why? He's been competing with himself the whole time.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So he's been competing with himself the whole time and he's been going after everything else. Now this other person is looking at you like, you my competition. Their mindset is they want to follow your footsteps. And I take that sometimes as it's flattery. It's flattering that somebody would look at me and be like, they want to be better than me. You know what I'm saying? Because now that pushes me even harder to be better than myself.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's what that comes back to the same thing, is try to be better than yourself. Because once you try to be better than yourself, somebody's trying to be better than you. And you got to keep moving forward with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the truth, though. I always used to, looking at it from the younger perspective, before, you know, when I was like in high school, and even early years in college, I used to compare myself to my peers. And then when I would see my peers doing something else, that made me uncomfortable. Because I, whether if it was something financially, like a financial move, whether if they got like a certain type of car or they were able to make a purchase for if it was clothes, jewelry, whatever, I was like, okay, I have to do this. I gotta make myself better than them. Right. Gotta do this. But I realized, like, you're in a race that you will never end up winning because you're trying to compete in somebody else's race, which is the same thing with boxing. Like, I'm a boxing fan. I enjoy that. And something that I see after hearing this message where somebody said, you know you win the match, or at least the round. You know you've won the round when you get your competitor to fight your fight.
Damn.
So when you have that person that you're going against, which should always be yourself, but from that perspective, I was looking at it as me competing against somebody else.
Yeah.
And I was fighting somebody else's fight, which wasn't my own, which then had me uncomfortable and feeling out of whack, getting upset, really stressed out, overly worked, always tired and drained.
Yeah.
I was feeling like that because I was in somebody else's lane when I should have just stayed in mine.
Yeah.
And I was trying to do what they were doing, which is a completely different lifestyle, different moves and everything else than what I was supposed to be doing from the get-go.
Right.
So I had to realize that my biggest competition is the person that's looking back at me when I'm looking in the mirror.
There you go.
And I hate that it took me forever to realize that. It feels like forever.
It takes a minute. It does take a minute. Because at the end of the day, you know what I mean? You got to sit there and you got to prioritize yourself. And when you prioritize yourself, that's when you start to get the realization of things and how things are working and how things are going. When you're younger, everybody, you know, your priorities with every new age, your priorities always change. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to shift. When you get older, when you turn 30, everybody's like, damn, man, I'm 30 years old. What do I got going for myself? When you turn 25, you're like, damn, I'm 25. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm here. Like, what do I got? When you're 21, you're like, oh, my priorities, like, I don't really got. When you're 18, it's the same thing. So the older you get, your priorities are more, I need to be doing this.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that's what, at the end, you just got to keep staying focused. Like I said, you got to keep staying focused. Just keep being on your shit. And if you in your own lane, can't nobody mess with you. Can't nobody touch you if you in your own lane. Mm-mm.
When you focused on solely yourself, solely being the person that you are meant and were created to be, you can obtain and achieve anything. The thing that's a problem with most people is that they're so trapped and caught up in either social media or what's presented on TV and what they see in a whole alternate universe, really.
Right.
That is not always what it seems. Like, when I first went to Miami, I was like, man, it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of movement going on here, right?
Right.
But then I realized, I'll never forget, I saw a Lamborghini, right?
Okay.
It was Lamborghini Urus, the truck. Lambo truck. Okay, cool. Like, I see three black guys in it driving. I'm like, okay, cool. That's goals. But I took a picture of it. And in that picture, had a tag on it, right?
Yeah.
I caught the tag in the picture. Wasn't trying to. I just took a picture of the vehicle and caught the tag in it. The next day, I saw the same truck.
Somebody else had it.
Same tag.
Somebody else had it.
Somebody else had it. I'm like, man, this is a facade.
Yeah, flexing.
And it's the same thing I hear. Like, so you you get caught up in like so much of this. Not saying like that. It could have been the guys who, like, I don't know whose vehicle it was. It could have been the black guys.
Nowadays.
Or it could have been the dude who was driving.
Right.
Or it could have been somebody else who wasn't even in the vehicle.
Right. Because nowadays, you know, people, you know, have their personal vehicles and they might put them on like sites like Toro and put them on there to rent out for the day or for the weekend. So, yeah, I get you. Yeah. But I know exactly where you're coming from when you see that. That somebody else was flexing in that, and you like, dang, man, like, that's crazy. It's the same thing coming out here to Dubai. You know what I'm saying? Like, we see Dubai all the time back in the States, right? And people think, Dubai is this, Dubai is that. Like, we got to come out here. We got to live it up. We got to drink this. We got to drink this, blah, 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 blah.
Got to get on the yacht. Yeah,
you
got to get on the yacht.
You
got
to get out here, jet ski, all of that, right? And then.
It's not even that.
Now you come out here. You're not even that. Like, this shit is whack, yo. Like, I'm out here living this life. This shit is trash. Like, it's a couple of cool things to do tourist wise and stuff. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? But you see how this area is. You got motherfuckers coming over here. And all they doing is they flexing with their Lamborghinis. They go, they revving their car up, driving around the block multiple times.
Probably rent it.
It's a rental right down. It's a rental place right down the block. So you know, so you see that stuff. But that's what they want to do with their money, with their time. They wanna show off to other people. That's not real. Yep. And that's what I had to come out here and I said, man, Dubai is overrated.
Mm-hmm.
I said Dubai is overrated. I said for me, I see why people can only come over here for a week. I said, I see why people don't live here longer, because they see the real Dubai. They see the real life that's being lived out here and stuff like that. People don't know, like, half of these drivers, these cab drivers, the people that work at these restaurants, the people that's doing everything for you and stuff, they don't even realize how much these people are getting paid to do that stuff.
Pennies.
Compared to how much you're spending, they getting paid pennies. You know what I mean? So it's like, you can sit there and be like, yo, I'm going to flex, blah, blah, blah. Come on now. Motherfuckers is out here trying to find out where their next dirham is going to come from to go pay their rent for the month. And we got this nice, lavish place, and it's like, it's cool, but what am I really flexing with? What am I really showing off? Nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
So, yeah, Dubai, I like I said, this has been an eye-opening moment for me as far as like, when you travel, what it is that you're really searching for? Like, are you traveling just to explore, just to say, yo, I want to go to a place and actually see the culture, actually learn the culture, actually, you know what I mean, be in the presence of this area? Or do I want to shit on everybody back home and say, yo, check me out, rocking this gold chain.
I've been here.
I'm popping bottles. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Yep. And then you get back and motherfuckers see you, hey, man, let me borrow some money and some shit like that. Like,
oh,
man,
I ain't got
once your ass was in, once your ass was in Dubai, like, weren't you just in Dubai? Fuck no, I'm not lending you a dollar for nothing.
Yep.
Like, come on.
Yeah, and that's what, like, I find it so crazy as to the world that we live in, because people get more attracted to you not off of what you have, but off of what they think you have. And it ends up pushing others who can't even make it look like they have anything to that discomfort zone, that red zone or that black zone, to where they're like, man, if I don't get this, I'm gonna be perceived as a lame, a broke, a, you know?
You're right.
And so I end up looking at it and I'm like, okay, if you really, how I see it as, okay, for somebody who driving a Lambo, or like, what was that, yesterday when we saw that Aston Martin?
Yeah.
And they were just chilling as if they was driving a regular vehicle. But when you see somebody, it throws me off when you see somebody driving a Urus or a Ferrari or a Lambo, and they got music blasting, they all out the windows trying to get noticed.
Trying to be seen.
Nah, you're not used to that. I'm pretty sure, you know, and it might not, it might just be the person they are.
Right.
But at the same time, I look at it as, what message are you portraying? Okay, it's one thing to be able to have these assets, but it's another thing to flex with these assets, you know?
Yeah.
And if you're actually trying to put out something positive or move the right way with it to help promote people, then by all means, do as you do and promote people however you feel like is the right way to promote.
Right.
But at the same time, are you just trying to keep up an image too? Just so you can make somebody else like, yeah, okay, you got 1,000 likes.
Right.
Cool, so be it. What does that do for somebody for real?
Nothing.
What positivity does that bring to somebody?
Nothing, man. Nothing. You're not bringing nothing into the world. Like, I see so many people just try to use social media just to heal themselves, and then turns to when that person try to heal themselves about something that they're lacking and that they're missing, they're at the same time they're putting somebody else down. Yep. You know what I'm saying? You got a girl, let's say a female, you got a female on social media, right? And she taking all of these bomb pictures of herself and bomb photos and shit like that, and woo woo, and oh yeah, you got to look like this if you want to get this many likes. You got to do this if you want to get this many likes. You got to do that, blah, 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 if you want to get this many likes. Yep. What is the likes doing for you? It's boosting up your self-esteem, and now you're going to tell somebody else, hey, in order to boost up your self-esteem, you got to do this. You got to go against who you are. You got to do something that's going to draw attention to you because you don't feel good about yourself. Like, that doesn't make any kind of sense. It's one of the reasons why I've kind of stayed off social media a lot. I look at, you know, social media, or I'll go on social media, like, you know, I have my Instagram, and I'll go on there and I'll watch, like, cooking videos, workout videos, something about cars, maybe, you know, a little bit of social media, a little bit of pop culture, stuff like that, just to stay in the know of different things, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you're not catching me out here posting every video and everything that I'm doing in Dubai or every place that I've been in the around the world. You're not catching me doing any of that stuff because it's for me. That's memories for me. Mm-hmm. It's not to be like, yeah, you too can live this dream life that you don't have right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's not. That's not what I'm doing it for. And I, you know, social media is definitely one of those cancerous things where used in the wrong hands or people using it, you know, in the wrong way, it can definitely hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. Because you have people who are going to pick on the next person and say, oh, I hate you, and everybody hates you, and this and third, and do this and do that, kill yourself, blah, 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 blah. And they attacking you on social media, but lo and behold, you thinking it's your friends, it's a grown-ass man across the world that just trolling everybody and stuff. Yep. For what?
They pay people to do that.
They people.
I didn't know that. I was watching this Instagram documentary. They pay people to troll like celebrities or like these Instagram influencers.
Yup.
Like that's an easy job to just sit behind a keyboard and type some
stuff up.
Some stuff, you know, like whatever.
Some hateful, malicious words to...
Yeah, just to try to throw off the whole vibe of the post and everything.
Yeah.
But, that matter, but... You know, I'm like, we're in a time where anybody can do anything, and as soon as they do it, boom, they got started. They get like 15 minutes. Now you have people, like, by all means... I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being a social media star or whatever, or being known from TikTok and Instagram, stuff of that nature.
Right.
But I'd feel more secure with the longevity of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel personally that when you strive and push yourself towards these areas of which you know you are uncomfortable with and you know you are challenged with, whether it be your looks, your physical appearance, which I mean also ties into your looks,
right,
but your mental aptitude, or you want to be more financially literate,
right?
Or whatever it is you're trying to learn, build yourself up.
Yeah.
Work on that. So that way, whatever you're uncomfortable with, but you know you may like, get to that. Don't let anybody else push or shove you towards an area where you feel like, yeah, this is the new, this is what's in right now, so I need to do this.
Right.
I have to do this.
Essentially, just, yeah, don't let peer pressure get to you.
Yep.
Don't let somebody steer you in a direction that you are uncomfortable going into. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to be uncomfortable and say, hey, you know what? I'm uncomfortable working in the fast food industry. I want to do construction. I'm uncomfortable doing construction. I want to be a real estate agent. I'm uncomfortable doing this. Let me find somebody that's going to motivate me to go into these directions. That's cool. But don't let somebody say, oh, you know what? You'll never be a manager here, so you might as well just quit or something like that. And then you're like, dang, man, I'm not going to be a manager here. All right, well, let me go find a new profession. Be uncomfortable with that and then say, hey, you know what? No, I actually, this is what I want to do. I want to be a manager. And if this person's telling me I'm not going to be a manager, hey, you know what? Let me start working towards doing what I need to do to become a manager. So that way I'm proving myself that I can be a manager. Be comfortable with getting uncomfortable. And if that's making you uncomfortable, is that person's telling you, oh, excuse me, if you'll never be a manager and stuff, if you uncomfortable with that, get comfortable with that. Use that to motivate yourself to push into a better direction.
Yeah.
You know?
And I feel like when you get to that area where somebody else's words are making you feel a certain type of way.
Right.
The first thing I take into effect with that, when people are giving me their input on a subject, I think on, is this person even involved in this subject?
Yeah.
Like, are they, what knowledge do you have on this subject to be able to let me know? Like, okay, if you tell me you have some experience in this,
right?
Okay, cool. I may take what you're saying into consideration just a little bit, just a smidgen.
Right.
But if you're telling me that whether it be I'm a janitor for this location or I'm working at McDonald's or I'm working for this corporate office, whatever it is, in all regions and aspects of any job or profession that you're trying to do, even if it's entrepreneurship.
Right.
You're telling me that I won't ever obtain this, but you have no experience here? I'm not about to listen to shit you have to say. This is a pointless conversation.
That's facts.
I do my best to try to surround myself with people who are in positions that I want to one day obtain. So that way I can learn from them and see how they handle situations when they arise and see how they deal with it and learn how they got there. So that way, when it's my turn or when I get to that level, this was my supervisor. I knew I wanted to be a supervisor. I saw how he handled this situation. So I can handle it this way, or I can use something that I've seen this person use and tie that into this now.
Yeah.
So now I know how to handle this situation for future reference. And a lot of people now, they don't understand. They think taking or using knowledge from somebody else is a handout. But it's not. And it's not.
It's free game.
Everybody want to say, oh, yeah, man, I ain't have no help. I didn't have nobody to do this for me. I didn't have nobody to do that for me. Yeah, okay, sure. That percentage of people who really didn't have anybody there to help them out for real is a very small percentage.
Yeah.
But in the reality of everything, why would you not take advice from someone who has experience in an area or expertise of something that you want to get involved with? Why would you not surround yourself with people like that if you know that's where you're trying to go? so that way you can pick up on the game. That way you can learn their knowledge.
Yeah.
That's how life works. That's how you get things passed on from generation to generation. Yeah. Because 9 times out of 10, we'll just start it simple where your mother or your father has, you're trying to sneak around doing X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Your mother or your father done did it already. They already times know
that,
too.
Yeah. They always tell you, I've been there, done that.
Exactly.
Been there, done that, because it's already been done before. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when the child is always going to find a more craftier way to do something. And then, you know, they're going to use their imagination. They're going to try to do something a whole lot better than what was done before. But definitely, I mean, it's you want to always take advice. Always take advice, man. Whether it's good or bad, and then you gotta use your own judgment. That's the thing. You gotta use your own judgment to go throughout life. You know what I'm saying? Somebody gonna tell you, oh hey, don't play in the street. You gotta be like, all right, well why should I play in the street? You know what I'm saying? What advice is this giving me? Is this good or bad advice? All right, well if I play in the street, I'm gonna get hit by a car. You know what I'm saying? That's bad advice. That's good advice if somebody's telling you don't play in the street. Take that, apply it. So now that way when you have a child, or if you need to give somebody advice, hey, don't play in the street, man, because this is what could happen to you. This, then third could happen to you. You want to make sure you're always passing down good advice and stuff. Take people's advice on whatever it is they're going to tell you. Apply it. You can utilize it however you want. Tweak it or something like that, however you want. But when you doing things and you moving forward, you can always, like I said, just take somebody's advice and stuff. So,
and like tying back off of what you were saying with the don't play in the street.
Yeah.
If you're growing up and your parent tells you to not play in the street.
Right.
And then you ask, well, why can't I play in the street? And right. I tell you. More than likely, you're going to get hit by a car.
Yeah.
Now you're going to be more precautious of the vehicles traveling on that road. Mm. But now, if you add, say it's $1 million in the middle of 85. It's a million 85.
We're on there, right?
But you're going to take your time getting there.
You're going to be cautious.
You're going to be cautious because you know those vehicles are coming, and at any time you can get smacked.
Right, and you already been told, do not play in the middle of the street. Exactly. Do not do this. So you're going to be cautious moving forward.
Yeah, so a better example of that is you meet a millionaire, and they tell you that they became a millionaire because they found millions of dollars in the middle of 85.
Right.
Okay. How did you get to it? Because 85 is busy during these hours.
Yeah.
It's always busy, but it's busiest during these hours. How did you get there?
Right.
Well, of course, I had to start off by watching out for the cars. I had to keep continuously looking left and right so I didn't make sure I didn't get hit. Then once I got to that level to where I was able to obtain the millions of dollars,
yeah,
I had to then make it back across the street to get to safety. How did you get from the side of 85 out onto 85, secure the goal, and then get back and continue to build off of that?
Right.
You know, so I feel like when you listen to your elders and take the time to listen to someone who's been there.
Yeah.
It can help you grow and get comfortable with that uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
You're going to always take, it's always, you're going to have an elder that's going to tell you advice based off of their experience. And I'm always a firm believer of, at the end of the day, you got to let people make mistakes. You got to let people make mistakes because that's the only way you have experience. If you make a mistake, that's the only way you're gonna have an experience. That's the only way you're gonna grow. It's the only way you're gonna learn, is if you have an experience. But yes, you still take people's advice. Still be comfortable with that uncomfortness. You know what I'm saying? You might have said, oh, you know what? I don't like this job. I'm gonna quit this job. Boom, 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 boom. But you ain't had nothing lined up. And you quit your job, you ain't have nothing lined up. So now you're in some kind of deep struggle, right? I'll give you an example. 2020. I know everybody was feeling it, right? everybody felt it on the civilian side wise, when their jobs got cut or their hours got cut or things wasn't going as quick as it was, you know, business was being closed up and stuff. And what happened, right? When things started to slowly open back up, we had to utilize those experience of what we had from over the summer to make precautions to get out of that uncomfort feeling that we was in when business wasn't coming. Mm-hmm. So what are we gonna do? Hey, you know what? Here's what we're gonna do, right? We're gonna have everybody show us that they got their vaccine. We're gonna have everybody wear a mask inside the store here or whatever case is, but we still gonna try to make big. You have that experience now. So now you can tell people, hey, you know what? We don't want to go back to what we was doing before. We don't want to go back to everybody having to get out of the store or only 5 people could be inside the store or something like that. So we're gonna keep doing what we're doing now because we have that experience and we have that uncomfort feeling that we don't want anymore. And now we're comfortable right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I definitely understand that part about trying to find that, I guess we could say comfort zone. But I guess more so I find it as I continue to move on in life, as advancing in life as a man with work, whether that be like relationship wise or life-wise or work-related, any of that, I find that the more I make myself uncomfortable, the more I start to advance. And I'm all for the challenges. I accept a challenge. Like, it's nothing almost, right? But I guess it seems like whenever a challenge presents itself, that I begin to, you know, I feel more, and it almost gives me that sense of that I'm opening up a whole entirely new part of my brain, where I'm starting to think and see things from a different perspective. I'm starting to understand things from a different perspective. And I can just feel different. You know, I look at myself differently, where as if I don't value myself by what I've accomplished already, but more so as to what I'm in the works of accomplishing.
There you go.
You know, because at the end of the day, it's all about crushing the goals that you set, mm-hmm. and then
that progression, man.
Yeah,
that
chasing new ones, yeah. and killing those too.
That's that. Yeah, it's definitely that's that. You know, Captain Smith said it, man. Captain Smith said it. That lion mentality.
Yep.
Having that lion mentality. That lion does not need to tell everybody that he's a lion. Everybody sees that he's a lion.
I see that.
You know what I'm saying? That lion knows that he's a lion. That lion is not the fastest animal in the jungle. He's not the biggest animal in the jungle. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? But that lion does what he does because he got that mentality.
And when he roars.
And when he roars, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know that, hey, that's a motherfucking lion right there.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's, at the end of the day, everybody who's uncomfortable, get comfortable with having a lion mentality. You have a lion mentality, you can go out and be like, yo, you know what? I'm uncomfortable here, but I'm not just going to sit here and sulk and cry and to be depressed and just be on my ass. Nah, have that mentality to where you can be like, yo, let me get up off my ass. Let me go do something better. Let me go get some goals. Let me set some goals for myself and just keep going and see how far I can go. And that's how you gauge your worth. You are not worth what it was in the past. You know, you get a new job, cool. They're gonna start you off at $10 an hour, right? Now, 6 months later, they're telling you, oh, you know what? We think you've been doing outstanding work. We're gonna give you a 75 cent raise. And you thinking the whole time, man, I've been busting my ass, and all they think I'm worth is 75 cents. I think I'm worth way more than that. What you gonna do? Your next move ain't gonna be like,
let me go ahead and stay here for another year so that I can get another 75 cents. No. It's going to be, you know what? Let me go try to find a job that's going to pay me $11 an hour. Because guess what? I know that extra 25 cents, I'm worth that. Yep. That extra 50 cents, I'm worth that. That's what that lion mentality is. That's what that being, that uncomfortable feeling of you getting comfortable with that uncomfortable feeling, that's what that is right there. And people should definitely start to have that mentality. You get more productivity out of people. You get more work ethic out of people. You get a different vibe out of people when they have that mentality. You know what I'm saying? Because
when they know they work.
Yeah, they always positive. Yeah. People are always positive. When you know your worth, you are positive. You are never negative when you know your worth. You know what I'm saying? You're never going to be like, oh, I'm worth this. Fuck this place. This and third. Blah, 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 blah. No. When you actually know your worth, you out here moving different. You like, you know what? Hey, thank you guys for this opportunity. Thank you for putting me on with this. I love you guys. Blah, 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 blah. Boom, bing, bong, boom. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for doing this for me. But this is where I see myself going in the next 5 years. How can you guys help me? If you can't, hey, I have to switch gears and I got to keep moving forward to get into to this next level that I'm trying to put myself on with.
Yeah, but I appreciate you for the opportunity, though.
Yeah, I appreciate appreciate you for the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? They might whisper in your ear, hey, are you talking about, shawty? You know what I'm saying? Like, they might, you ain't going nowhere. They might whisper some shit like that in your ear. You're going to have to be like, I know what I'm worth. I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying?
And they either going to have to put up or shut up.
Exactly.
I mean, like, honestly, it's all about you being versus yourself. And when you accept the challenge of being uncomfortable or either placed in an uncomfortable situation or promoting yourself to an uncomfortable situation, that's when you know that you want growth. That's when you know that you are better, so you should be doing better. So after you push yourself to get to that level, what are you gonna do now? You don't settle there in that moment. You then set your new strike goal, and go to push yourself and keep putting yourself in uncomfortable moments to eventually obtain greatness or your success. Because like nowadays, everybody wants to hear a success story. And it doesn't blow up until people don't want to give you the credibility or the fame or the acknowledgement until they're like, oh, okay, I see. This person here has a Rolls Royce, a Bentley, a Ferrari, a Lambo, all of this.
Yeah.
So he must be credible at what he's talking about.
Right.
But nobody wants to do the growing with you. Nobody wants to take the steps with you until they see
the results,
right? Nobody's going to give a damn about what you're talking about or any of that until they see the results. So, I mean, yeah, it's crazy that it takes so much for people to follow you, even if everything that you set your standpoint for is taking those steps with those people.
Yeah.
Even if you set your credentials at that level, nobody's really going to want to take those steps with you until they see that, all right, what he's doing has, you know, I see some outcome of that. Right. You know, I see the outcome of that.
Now I want what he got.
Now, okay. You know what? I am going to listen to what they were talking about on their podcast I heard one time.
Right.
What that person was saying at my graduation and stuff like that.
Prime example, right? Yeah. This today I told you. So I was on Instagram, right? And I saw a video, right? It's, you know, one of these little NFT video Instagrams that I'll be following and stuff, and people not realizing what NFT is all about. And I keep saying to myself, I need to get up on it. I need to get up on that. Jake Paul, he has an NFT, and he's trying to sell it, and people were bidding on it, and it was at $700,000. Is that $700,000? And Gary V, I remember him saying, Gary V was telling him, Metaverse and NFT is going to be the next big thing. It's going to be the next big thing, right? He's been right before. He's been right multiple times. He's been right before. And now he's telling Jake Paul, oh, this is going to be the next big thing. And you know what Jake Paul said? Now I'm going to listen to Gary Vee. Now I'm going to like really listen to Gary Vee. He wasn't saying he stopped listening to Gary Vee. It's now that he's seeing what Gary Vee was talking about then, he's seeing it unfold now. He's now realizing, now I got to actually pay attention to this man. Now I got to actually listen and open up my ears and open up my eyes to what's going on right now. That multiverse thing, or that mediaverse, or whatever it's called right now, the metaverse. My apologies, yeah. Metaverse. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna be the next big thing. People need to start educating themselves and getting up on that. You know what I'm saying? Like growing with the times. They need to do that because at the end of the day, that wealth gap is not gonna be closed by the government. No, tell you that right now. That wealth gap is not gonna be closed by the government.
Not at all.
You know who closes the wealth gap? People who are always educating themselves.
Yeah.
Those are the people who close the wealth gap. And I'm not saying, when I say educate yourself, I'm not talking about, oh, okay, so you need to be online reading about one topic for 12 hours straight every day of the week. No. I'm talking about you need to be knowing what's up and coming. How is the economy is going and stuff like that. You need to be knowing what avenues to go down and what fields are working and what fields are not working, what's being played out. Because when you start to educate yourself, hey, that creativity starts to work and play. And you know what you have? You have now an idea. When you have that creativity, you now have an idea that you can form yourself. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure Elon Musk said, man, gas prices are high as hell. How can I still get around? How can I still get to where I'm going from point A to point B without having to pay all of this gas? Boom. Let me go ahead and make an electrical vehicle, an all-electric car. I'm going to name it Tesla. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Let me go ahead and create that. And what's going on now? We have an electric cars. Gas prices is soaring through the roof. I'm hearing gas price in Cali is like $4, $5. New York is like $4 and stuff. Who wants to pay that? But guess what? The people that's driving that Tesla, though, hey, yeah, I just charged my car like shit for the first time in the last 2 weeks. How much you think it costs to charge their car versus how much you paying every week for your gas guzzling car and stuff like that? And you got to go back and forth to work and stuff. That's money out of your pockets. That's more money out of your pockets. But like I said, that creativity came from Elon Musk, and that's what happens. Yeah. You know,
just being creative, opening up. That's what I'm telling you. Like, I feel like every time I place myself in that uncomfort zone,
mm-hmm.
I feel like another percentage of my mind is beginning to grow, and I'm starting to grow exponentially, and it pushes me to challenge myself and promote myself to an entirely new level. But with that, I feel like we've given for this episode more than enough,
man.
And we can continue to keep growing together. You all continue to keep hitting me up about the 10-week challenge and how it's going for you. If you feel free to share your story with me, by all means, continue to go ahead and keep dropping those DMs on Instagram at the JDT Podcast. And let's continue to keep growing and getting better together.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me here, man.
Oh, yeah. Nah, it was too easy, bro. Like, you know, everything was good. Definitely enjoyed doing this episode. I feel like everybody, like, even if we just impacted one person, that's more than enough.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody, let's just keep getting better together and continue getting comfortable with being uncomfortable.